Can I start, Simon, with the story we touched on yesterday, the shooting in the back seven times, or certainly in the back of his body seven times, by Jacob Blake, black man Jacob Blake, by police in Wisconsin. There have been, inevitably, I suppose, protests since that event.
Yes, protests, and we're learning more about his medical condition, Sheila. Within the last couple of minutes, his father, who is also called Jacob Blake, has told the Chicago Sun-Times that his son, 29 years old, is paralyzed from the waist down. There are eight holes in his son's body, said the father, and doctors do not yet know if his paralysis is permanent. Now, there were more protests on the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, last night. The National Guard were called as demonstrations continued over the shooting by police of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. Remember that this is a man who, shortly before the shooting, was apparently celebrating the birthday of, I believe, one of his sons, and intervened in a bid to try and break up some kind of domestic dispute between two women that was taking place in Kenosha. The police were called. Jacob Blake was wanted on a string of outstanding criminal arrest warrants. Police realized who he was and started to pursue him and told him to surrender to them. He ignored those orders by police, made his way to his car, and as he opened up the driver's seat door to his car with his three young children on the back seat, police, who we believe thought that he might be reaching for a weapon inside the vehicle, shot him, I think, seven times.
I mean,
in the back.
Looking at that video, which is up at LBC's website, that is a legitimate suspicion,
yes,
on the police's part. But again, I can't get over the subsequent force that was used to deal with that suspicion.
No, absolutely. A legitimate suspicion, because one of the charges that he's wanted on, one of the open arrest warrants, was relating to an incident in a bar in Kenosha back in July, in which Jacob Blake threatened patrons with a gun. So you can understand that police may have had reason to believe that he could have had a weapon in the car. However, as we said yesterday, a large number of people that witnessed this, and lawmakers in Wisconsin reacting to it and seeing that video, say there must have been ways of forcing Jacob Blake to surrender, even if necessary, shooting him in the leg and bringing him down, or using a taser, although there is a report that one of the police tasers were misfired, and that's why it may be that they reached for their weapons. But look, I mean, we live, as you know, in an absolutely trigger-happy society on this side of the Atlantic.
Yes.
And Jacob Blake, whatever the arrest warrants outstanding for him, now in hospital, paralyzed at least for the moment, as the result of this interaction with police in Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon.
And Simon, moving on from that, for the time being anyway, to the Republican convention. You've been doing the watching for me.
Well, I mean, where should one start? I mean, actually, we can start with some of the reaction to the Black Lives Matter protests that are still taking place, not just in Kenosha, Wisconsin, but in large numbers of other cities across the country. The tone of last night's convention, the first night of the Republican convention, was overwhelmingly dire. It was a tone of fire and brimstone, an insistence that the Democrats are Marxists, that they are radical leftists intent on bringing socialism to America. I have absolutely no idea what happened to the theme of positivity and inspiration that President Trump was promising this convention would bring just over the weekend. But what it did bring last night was an appearance by Mark and Patricia McCluskey. They are two homeowners in St. Louis who, when unarmed, peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters marched past their homes a few weeks ago, confronted them with a pistol and a semi-automatic weapon. Pictures of this incident went viral on social media. They were in a keynote role making speeches at the convention last night. First, here's Mark McCluskey.
Not a single person in the out-of-control mob you saw at our house was charged with a crime. But you know who was? We were. They've actually charged us with felonies for daring to defend our home. On top of that, consider this. The Marxist liberal activist leading the mob to our neighborhood stood outside our home with a bullhorn screaming, "You can't stop the revolution."
Imagine that, a man with a bullhorn outside your home, Sheila. Of course, it would be perfectly reasonable to reach for the semi-automatic. Here's his wife, Patricia, telling voters that Joe Biden wants to destroy America's suburbs, which many critics will argue is code for saying he's going to allow some non-white people to move into some of them.
They're not satisfied with spreading the chaos and violence into our communities. They want to abolish the suburbs altogether. By ending single-family home zoning, this forced rezoning would bring crime, lawlessness, and low-quality apartments into now-thriving suburban neighborhoods. President Trump smartly ended this government overreach, but Joe Biden wants to bring it back. These are the policies that are coming to a neighborhood near you. So make no mistake, no matter where you live, your family will not be safe in the radical Democrats' America.
They're coming to get you was very much the message, not just of Mrs. McCloskey, but of other speakers at the convention. Don Trump Jr., the president's son, made a speech in which, I'm bound to say, an enormous amount of attention as far as social media onlookers were concerned was paid to the fact that his eyes appeared to be the size of pinpricks, and beneath them it looked as though some kind of a lotion or a gel had been rubbed into his skin just beneath his eyes. Let's get to what he had to say. If you had the Loch Ness Monster in Republican convention bingo, you win.
After 8 years of Obama and Biden slow growth, Trump's policies have been like rocket fuel to the economy and especially to the middle class. Biden has promised to take that money back out of your pocket and keep it in the swamp. That makes sense, though, considering Joe Biden is basically the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp. For the past half century, he's been lurking around in there. He sticks his head up every now and then to run for president. Then he disappears and doesn't do much in between. So if you're looking for hope, look to the man who did what the failed Obama-Biden administration never could do and built the greatest economy our country has ever seen.
I'm bound to say I don't quite get the intellectual point that he's trying to make there about Joe Biden. On the one hand, Republicans argue that Joe Biden has a 50-year record replete with all sorts of appalling achievements that they want to attack and go after. On the other hand, he is the Loch Ness Monster who runs for president every now and again and then doesn't
and
do anything in between.
The Loch Ness Monster does not live in a swamp.
Well, there
everybody
is also
everybody knows he lives in a freshwater lake.
There is also that. We would not be doing our duty, Sheila, in covering night one of the Republican convention if we didn't give 45 seconds to the crazy lady.
You can achieve your American dream. You can be that shining example to the world. Manifest and be the change in this country that you dream, that you hope, that you believe in. Stand for an American president who is fearless, who believes in you, and who loves this country and will fight for her. President Trump is the leader who will rebuild the promise of America and ensure that every citizen can realize their American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
That is Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend and who had a starring role, if that's the phrase that I'm seeking to use accurately, in the first hour
Doesn't
of the convention.
Doesn't she stand on the corner in Oxford Street sometimes?
I mean,
and,
I've never seen
shout.
Anything like it. There's no possible way you can, you know, there's no way you can. I just don't even know what it was. Jaw-dropping.
Can I go back to Donald Trump Jr.'s
Yes, absolutely.
Eyes? What do we think?
Yeah.
Was he crying or was he putting something in his eyes to make him look like he was crying or... Does he have conjunctivitis? Has any light been shed on the eyes issue?
No, not really. I mean, this is not the first time that Donald Trump Jr. has, in public appearances, raised eyebrows, not necessarily about his eyes, but about his performance. I should play you this, which was posted to his Instagram account shortly before his speech, in which he's clutching two cans of Red Bull, and says this.
Guys, Don Trump Jr. here, super excited. First night of the RNC 2020, getting amped up and ready for my speech. It's going to be awesome.
So I don't know whether there was any connection between the amping up that he was doing for the speech and the appearance that he made at the convention. But I'm bound to say that it's not entirely clear that he or any of the other speakers last night did more than gin up the base of the party. And remember that what this convention is all about is partly ginning up the base of the party and persuading them that
Donald
Trump...
But enticing many more than that.
But that's right. If you don't do that, if you don't bring some floating voters over across to your side of the aisle, you're nowhere. And it's not clear to me that the tableau that we witnessed last night managed to do that. But hey, we've got Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, breaking his own rules and regulations to appear at tonight's convention, and also the First Lady, Melania Trump.
Well, before we get onto that, Joy, what are his rules and regulations, Mike Pompeo?
It is tradition dictates that a Secretary of State does not speak at the convention of his or her political party, that they stand above politics. They do not get down
because
into
they are the diplomatic
because they
representation
are the diplomatic
of
exactly
America, yeah,
it precisely yeah. that and the rules and regulations that Mike Pompeo himself has promulgated to senior diplomatic staff all over the world say that they must not participate in active politics. Now, Mike Pompeo is in Israel. He will be addressing the Republican convention. There is said to be absolute uproar among top diplomats worldwide and within the State Department over his decision to go ahead with this speech. But remember, as we've said before, Mike Pompeo is a man who, for a good long while, used to sign all of his tweets with the hashtag swagger. And he's also very much a man who's got his eye on the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. So, rules and conventions and traditions be damned, he will address the convention from Israel later tonight.
And has Melania or her people commented on the reports yesterday of a recording of her berating the Trump children?
No, I have to say I've seen absolutely nothing at all, and I'm somewhat surprised that the quotes from that book that is supposed to be coming out next Tuesday, for people who weren't listening yesterday, we had a report yesterday that Melania Trump had been taped in a conversation with a former friend of hers who is now publishing a tell-all book about their relationship, making disparaging comments about President Donald Trump and senior members President Donald Trump and some children. Of his adult children. That book's out next Tuesday. I sort of am literally waiting hour by hour to see whether they release at least the text and the transcript of some of these comments that are supposed to be contained in the book. But
you know that gossip is a sin, don't you?
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm afraid none of this is bringing out my better angels, I have to say.
It was never going to, though, was it? No, it wasn't.
Melania's speech, do we know what to expect?
No, it's been taped, apparently. It's not going to be delivered live,
did
as
know?
I understand it. Not for the first time. She's been taped again. But yes, it has been recorded. It's not going to be transmitted live. I have no real
Didn't
idea.
Did they berate Michelle Obama for allegedly recording hers?
They did berate Michelle Obama for allegedly... Well, she did record hers. But bizarrely, Donald Trump said that it had been recorded so long ago that the death toll from COVID-19 was completely out of date in her speech, which was probably not putting his best foot forward in that regard.
We've killed even more Americans.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Was made.
By the way, with regard to COVID-19, there wasn't much said about it last night, apart from the fact that the end of the tunnel is near. It's all apparently almost over. That was the burden of the message. So let's put it behind us and let Donald Trump get on with the job of making America great again.
I'm not going to lie to you. There aren't many Trumps that I would get out of bed for. I think Melania's speech might be one of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I make my offer. I'll watch it so you don't have to.
I think I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I might not watch it live, but we'll talk about it tomorrow for sure. Cannot wait. Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.